the truth is that it's a crowded marketplace out there. And no matter what your expertise is, in order for people to discover you, you need to share ideas that are worth expressing and have conversations that people care about. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, my friend. This is Deb Boulanger here, and welcome to this 100th episode of Life After Corporate. Woo! I am so excited. This is such a huge accomplishment for anyone who reaches 100 episodes. And I know there are many podcasters out there who have reached more than 100, and it is a huge milestone. So congratulations to all of my podcast peers who are sticking with it with consistency. Because even though there may be more than 2 million podcasts out there, very few podcasts make it past the first few months. And so consistency wins hands down every single time. I am so grateful for you, my loyal listener, and for sharing this podcast, for listening on a regular basis. I really created this show for you so that you had a forum for understanding everything it takes to build a business from scratch when you're leaving the corporate world and hanging out your shingle as a coach or a consultant. And today I have 10 lessons to share with you. It was hard to narrow it down to 10 because I've learned so much in the last 10 years, but I'm diving into the top 10 lessons learned in my first 10 years in business, and let's get this party started. So whether you're here for the very first time or you are back for your 100th episode of Life After Corporate, welcome home. It is really my privilege and pleasure to share with you everything that I learn along this exciting, extremely rewarding journey of having control over how I spend my time, how I earn my income, and the impact that I make on the world. And I know so many of you out there are in the same position. And my first lesson has to do with that. You have a right to choose how and when and where you work. And I think more recently than ever, women are embracing the choice of where and how much they work in order to live well. And in the last 2 years, I've had conversations with dozens of listeners like you, as well as with the clients that I work with. And it's clear that women are craving a choice. It's a trend that started way before the pandemic, but was definitely amplified by how women had to manage work and caregiving during that time when many of us were sequestered to our homes, including our children. And it's no longer a given that in order to bring home a six-figure salary, you need to work for a company and collect a paycheck. Working for a corporation isn't the only choice. And I think the number one lesson to be learned here is you don't need to sacrifice your well-being. You don't need to sacrifice your lifestyle in order to be paid well. And entrepreneurship is a path and a choice for many women leaders and many women in the professional fields to choose to package up their expertise and go start their own businesses as coaches or consultants. Number two lesson is you won't get it right from the start. Clarity comes from doing, and you can't expect to figure out your business model, put together a simple plan, get your legal ducks in order with your business entity, company name, logo, and trademarks, and suddenly be in demand. Although in the beginning, your warm network, your former colleagues, your connections from the corporate world will rally behind you when you first start out, but that early momentum will eventually slow and you'll need to learn how to create demand, and you need to learn how to create demand pretty quickly. That means you need to be in this for at least 2 to 3 years if you're really going to give it a go. Your focus will change. Who you consider to be an ideal client will change. You will get more confident in your sales and marketing over time as you learn new skills and also learn what works and what doesn't by being in your business and doing this every single day. This journey will stretch you in ways you had never imagined. It will bend you and will have you questioning your worth. So strap in, my friend, and get ready for this wild ride. Number three lesson I learned was get help. Get help as soon as you start. And more than any help, you need to get the right kind of help for where you are right now. There has never been so much choice before in business coaching and advisory services for new entrepreneurs, but you need to find the right coach, mentor, or program for where you are right now. In episode 77, I shared my strategies for how to choose a business coach. It is the most important decision I make for my business every year. Searching first inside and doing an honest self-assessment of where I am and what I need is the very first step. And then looking outside to find a mentor that has the perfect combination of skills and track record and alignment with my vision and values is next. There's nothing worse than jumping into the deep end of the pool only to find out you don't know how to tread water. And that's what you're doing when you dive into a course or program on how to develop a course or create a group program, nail your marketing messages, or get great at high-ticket sales before you have clarity on your value proposition to your market or the frameworks and systems you will need to deliver. If you're putting the cart before the horse, you will be building a house without a firm foundation on which to grow. So doing too much too soon and expecting miracles will leave you disillusioned and scanning job boards without knowing what went wrong. There are no magic bullets here. There's no secret formula to ramping up to six figures overnight. Everyone who has built a solid, sustainable, scalable business has done so first by establishing a really strong foundation on which to grow. So if you've been in my world for a while, you already know that my corporate career was in product development, and that was for a large advisory services company. It was literally my job to find opportunities to launch new package service offerings that commanded high fees for this company that was a market leader. I was confident in my ability to effectively launch myself in the market when I left corporate. And while I had that experience, plus I had roles in my past, I had marketing experience, I had sales experience, I still had no idea how to operate in this online world, and I needed immediate help in choosing the right technology platform for building out my email list, running email campaigns, hosting webinars, and hosting content for online programs. So I reached out to a good friend of mine who I had known and trusted in the corporate world and who had launched her own coaching business about 4 years before. And I said, Kim and I are still best buds today. I said, Kim, I need to hire you. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I want to build a foundation now so that I can scale this business in the future. And she came on board and advised me in private one-on-one sessions about what technology platforms I should be using, how my website needed to engage visitors, how to do marketing in this new online world, how to create opt-in pages, lead magnets, and how to structure a lead funnel. Those were basics that, although I had been developing product in the corporate world for many years, I didn't understand how to market in this new environment. And that was so key. And I ended up working with Kim and many different communities and mastermind groups over the years, and I trusted her. I knew she had the knowledge of the online marketing world that I was missing, and she was an invaluable guide for me. So although you might be highly knowledgeable and skilled in your area of expertise, this is an entirely new world that you have entered into. Trust someone who will give it to you straight, who will share their lessons learned, point you in the right direction when you're investing in the tools and technologies, and who can introduce you to other experts along the way who will contribute to your education, who will contribute to your success. Although you might be highly knowledgeable and skilled in your area of expertise, this is a new world that you've entered into. You need to trust someone who's going to give it to you straight, someone who's going to give you the right strategies, the right tools, the right technologies, and point you in the direction of other experts who can help you shore up your skills as a new entrepreneur. And the fourth lesson is to test your ideas before you invest in them. You've heard me say this before. One of the biggest mistakes I see new entrepreneurs make is they develop their service offerings in a vacuum. They get to work in their personal idea laboratory and get so enamored with the idea that they have about their program. And then they wonder why no one is seeing what they see and they're not making any sales. There's no guarantee if you build it, they will come. This is a journey of constant discovery and reinvention. You need to have conversations with real people to understand what they need, what they want, how they want it, what the value of that would be to them, and understand how they want to consume it, right? So it's not worth the time and effort to build something in advance, get it perfect, and then launch it only to find out no one wants to buy what you're selling. You need to understand in advance what it's worth to people to invest in the solution that you're about to build. So your first step is to have a core offer that everyone you meet says, I want that. Or where have you been all my life? I've been waiting for you. That's the reaction we want. And you can't develop that in your head. You need to get people involved in your product development process as you define your service offerings, which leads me to lesson number 5, be an exceptional listener. And I think women in general are great at this. We've spent most of our lives listening to others for better or for worse. We've great capacity for compassion, empathy, understanding, and those natural skills will serve you well as an entrepreneur. The key to success in whatever you develop and sell or deliver to your clients is tied to how good you are at listening. And not just listening on the surface, but perceiving what lies below the surface. Like a mom who can look at her child and know he or she is not telling the truth, right? Exceptional listening has to do with understanding what isn't being said as well as what is being expressed in that conversation. It's the art of asking questions that most people don't ask that reveals the hidden needs that are below the surface. This is key to developing the right service offerings and becoming a great sales closer and servicing clients in a way where they can't fall back into old habits or patterns because you're not only seeing them, you are seeing through them and you're holding up a mirror so that they can see themselves in a different way and they can see a different path forward. They borrow the trust that you have in them when they don't have trust in themselves. So develop your natural curiosity in how things work and how people think when what you want most is to be relevant with your offers, relevant with your marketing, then start by listening to what the market is saying. Lesson 6, you need to be comfortable and natural about selling and making offers. And I know this makes the skin on the back of your neck crawl sometimes if you're not comfortable in the sales process. And when I say making offers, I don't mean pitching your services. Lord knows we get enough pitching every single day on social media. Someone wants to be a connection or a friend or follower, and soon you're being pushed links and getting pitched on the latest technology, the latest community, their latest training, or someone just wants to pick your brain. Oh my Lord. and have coffee chat with you as a thinly veiled ruse for selling you something. Ick, no, absolutely not. Making offers is about selling, yes, but it's more about extending an invitation to those who have received value from you, from what you have shared, that you've shared freely and often and consistently, that they're curious now about what they would get if they actually paid you. And there's a deep subtlety in selling as a service. And it takes a bit of time to nail that down when you first get started and get comfortable with it. Both when you're speaking on stage and you're delivering a webinar or a live training, or in these one-on-one consultations with prospective clients, there are layers to the selling process that require understanding and practice in order to make your own. You can't wing it in this area and succeed. And although I'm not a huge fan of sales scripts, sometimes you need a formula or framework to stick to so that you can learn the basics, learn what success looks like, learn what good looks like, and then you can adapt it and making your own. Selling is a service, and you can't serve if you can't sell. And while I had a dislike for selling, I did not love my sales career when I first started in corporate. I've learned to love selling now in the way that I'm doing it now. But it's a way of serving my community of women leaders who want to carve out a new path of success after corporate by starting their business as a coach or consultant. And by giving them value and in the process explaining what it could be like if we work together, I'm actually doing a service for all those women who would have struggled on their own. So when you reframe selling as being of service to your prospective clients, you'll think about it in a whole new way and you'll show up differently as well. Number 7, trust your gut more than your head. When you first get started, you'll either be full of naive, unbridled enthusiasm, or you'll be questioning your every move or chasing the next credential until you feel fully certified and fully able to put out your professional credential in your new profession. In other words, your mind will mess you up, my friend. Whatever patterns got in the way when you were in corporate, whether it was imposter syndrome, people pleasing, perfectionism, procrastination, self-doubt, you will bring those same mindsets with you into your business as a business owner, except it'll be different. They'll be louder, they'll be more persistent, and carry a higher opportunity cost than they did when you were in corporate. When you were on the payroll at work, you got paid no matter what. When you're the business owner, when you're in charge of sales and marketing, and you're the head of services, these mental traps can be very, very costly to your success. And the most important thing is that you have help, to get out of your own way. These mental traps might be subconscious to you at first. You might not even notice them. So get help. The coach you choose to work with should have done her own mindset work and is adept at helping her clients shift perspectives and develop new mental habits that actually serve to help you meet your goals. Basically, don't believe anything you think. Trust your gut more than your head. And if it feels hard, that means it's going to be really fantastic on the other side of this. So just do it. Number 8 is to embrace the hustle. And there's a lot of controversy over hustle. Some coaches will tout, you know, let go of the hustle. And my friend, you know, no matter how you slice it, when you first start out, launching a business is a hustle. My colleague Jane Westman and I talked about this in episode 5, how you need to be out there networking, speaking, building up your influence in the market. And that takes embracing the hustle. You want to be on podcasts. You want to network with organizations where your ideal clients are gathering. You want to be a speaker, a leader, contribute to the online conversation. Get some free PR. If you're not a published author, publish on LinkedIn. create a LinkedIn newsletter, get featured in a credible publication like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Success Magazine, or Business Insider, whatever the premier publications are in your category. There's a great service called HARO, Help a Reporter Out. You can go to haro.com, sign up, it's free. There's always reporters, bloggers, podcasters looking for content, looking for guests, looking for the guest contributions. And it's an easy and low cost way for you to get published and get known in your category. You can publish your own thought pieces on Medium or your own blog. Create a point of view and express it. Subscribe to free services like HARO. The truth is that it's a crowded marketplace out there. And no matter what your expertise is, in order for people to discover you, you need to share ideas that are worth expressing and have conversations that people care about. So that first year that I doubled my revenues, it was because I went to networking events every single week. And eventually I became a leader or guest expert in three or four of them. And this one activity increased my cash flow, gave me the confidence that I had something important to offer that women who wanted a path out of corporate truly needed. How are we doing so far, my friends? If you follow these 10 lessons, and we got two more to go, I guarantee you, you will be following an easier path than most, because what you want is my point number 9, which is to build a legacy. Building your business brand is grounded in what you want to be known for. What is the legacy you want to leave through this work? And as people think of you, what image do you want them to remember you for? And this doesn't always fall into place at first. At least it didn't for me. I knew 10 years ago that I wanted to empower women in midlife to make choices about their health, about their relationships, and how they earn a living. It was my story that I was living at that time. In 2012, when I left my corporate job, I filed for divorce and decided to take charge of my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. But it took time for me to hone in on my legacy brand, that I'm here to close the revenue gap for women entrepreneurs in the services economy. I'm here to give women the confidence to stand tall in their worth and in how they price, market, and sell their services. Wealth is a woman's right, and there are far too few sources of trustworthy training and education around the solid business and wealth management skills it takes for women to start taking positions of real power and authority. And that always includes making more money. So not only will this approach bring clarity to your marketing and why people should choose to work with you, but it will elevate you to a market of one in your category. You become known as the one who does what you do best, and no other option even comes close. And number 10, and we've been having this conversation a lot recently in the podcast, is be courageous and have faith. You are moving in the right direction. If you're following your intuition, there's likely a higher purpose at play in your work. Trust your internal guidance system, whether it's faith in God, the universe, or the source of your higher knowing. The path to entrepreneurship will kick up all of your insecurities, self-doubts, and bad habits like perfectionism, procrastination, confusion, and indecision. When you don't know which direction to move in, check in with the source of your guidance and your mentors and your advisors. No matter what they advise you to do, you will only do it if you're aligned to it. So internal alignment and self-care is key to your success. And whether that's journaling, meditation, prayer, exercise, sleep, nutrition, you will need to be more vigilant about your physical, emotional, and spiritual health than ever before. And although we've hit my intended top 10 lessons, there's one more that I want to share with you. Surround yourself with a powerful community of like minds who believe in you, who will cheer you on and dust you off when things don't go your way. You may need to educate your family and longtime friends that you need them in your corner right now. Not to question or doubt your decisions, and by all means, not to put additional pressure on you to succeed on their timeline. There's nothing worse than a spouse who's tapping their feet and looking at their watch asking, how much longer are you going to give this a go? Go into this with an agreement that it's going to take time. You can always get a part-time job to supplement your income if you need to. But if you can't give it a good 2 to 3 years, reconsider when it's the right time to start your business. And my friend, find your tribe. The great thing about starting a new career as an independent coach or consultant right now is that you're in great company. Find where your peers are hanging out. Join a professional network of others like you who can share their expertise and help you through some of the bumpy spots and cheer your wins. And be sure to celebrate all that's going well in your new business. Too often we look at what's not happening or what's not in the bank account instead of celebrating the mini milestones along the way. And if you're looking for a mentor and a tribe of women like you, consider joining my six-figure accelerator. It's a year-long program for coaches and consultants who want to make revenue growth an inevitable outcome of having the right business strategy and simple, sustainable sales and marketing tactics that work and that work consistently. We have two cohorts now, depending on your level of revenues and your level of maturity in your business. And this is your opportunity to have my eyes on your business every single week, along with your cohort of smart, accomplished women leaders who are up to great things. We do skills building, like how to get better at sales conversations, how to create more exposure for your message and brand, and start building a group of loyal followers. How to convert clients every time you speak and put cash flow under your command. It's not hard. It just takes your willingness to be consistent with what works. Most of my clients end up working less and making more in the process. To find out if the accelerator is right for you, we have a short assessment for you to complete that will let us know exactly where you are on your entrepreneur journey and which of our programs will be the best fit for you. And that assessment is launchlabassessment.com, and we will post that link in the show notes. You will get immediate insight in where you're strongly positioned for success in your new business venture and the areas that you need to focus your attention on to shore up. It will give you immediate clarity. And if you are ready to have a conversation on what your next step might look like, you will be invited to book a call on our calendars and have a conversation with me or one of my sales advisors. And if you'd like to see the types of women we work with and hear about their experiences in the Launch Lab or the Six Figure Accelerator, check out my profile on LinkedIn. There are many testimonials and success stories there, as well as our weekly LinkedIn newsletter. As I look back on these last 10 years, I couldn't have predicted I would be here now. On our way to a seven-figure business, and I'm looking to add to our team of additional coaches and sales professionals. I'm so very grateful for the advice and the mentoring and the coaching that I had early on and the many colleagues who have supported me along the way. And most of all, my family, who never doubted me and always cheered me on. I could never have done this alone. So here's to my next 10 years, my friends, and here's to your next 10 years. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.